Welcome to Fandom Family Chats. I'm Jeanette, and I am joined by Eve.
Hi.
And Amanda.
Hello.
And tonight we are going to be discussing episodes 2 of Station 19 and Grey's Anatomy. So.
Woohoo.
Still, I feel like they still weren't really eventful episodes, but I enjoyed them.
I have exactly one note for Grey's Anatomy, and it's Perez with an exclamation mark.
Oh, I know. You guys know I every podcast I'm like, I want more Perez. I want more
Perez. Krista hurt us.
Yeah.
He gave us more Perez. Just needs to not kill anybody.
I know.
Kill Perez, and I swear I will riot.
Oh, I might actually quit the show if they kill Perez.
You know, right? I think it was over anybody dying. I think we've had enough. Like, let's just not.
Finish the season off with no deaths.
Yeah, that'd be so good.
The Grey's Anatomy.
Bane deaths. I mean,
right?
We can't avoid all death on Grey's. Eve, did you watch Station 19?
I did, yeah.
All right, so you guys at least would be able to talk Station 19 a little bit.
Yeah,
I didn't really miss anything with the opening, you know, relations.
Okay, good.
And at one point, Andy was texting Jack because, you know, Maya and Karina were, you know, having their, yeah, so.
They were spending time together, I see.
Yeah, so she texted Jack to see if she could come over there, and he said, no, Marcia snores.
Oh.
see if you can crash at Miller's. And I was like, I'd rather crash with someone who snores than, you know, my roommate who's, you know, having relations all hours of the night.
Yeah. And I don't know if you want to go to Miller's house. He's got a baby. It's probably up all the time. Like, that doesn't sound much better, to be honest.
Yeah, I'd be like, I pick the snorer. I'll go there.
Right. Jack, do you think he just didn't want her there, though? I mean, I feel like that's just asking for trouble. Like, I don't know.
Well, we're saving Jack for Joe, so
that's, I'm putting that out into the universe. I want that to happen so bad.
That'd be cute.
See, and I didn't think about them together until you mentioned it, and now I'm obsessed with it. I'm like, we get them together,
let's make it happen. Definitely, we need another baby to be dropped off at the fire station so that he can take the baby to her now that she's in
Peter. Or he goes to rescue some
a pregnant woman.
And brings her to Grace Sloan, and then they meet and the stars align, and then they can live happily ever after. Just
that's
like
what needs to Grace happen.
Always does.
Or, you know, the people from Station 19 could be hanging out with Karina. Karina and Joe work closely together now.
True. There we go.
So there's
lots of ways to make this happen.
Yep.
Right.
Definitely. I agree.
So speaking of Andy, though, I don't know. What'd you think about her filing the divorce papers? And I mean, I don't like Robert, but I did feel bad that he had those delivered, like, while he was working, like, in front of everybody. I mean, I don't know. That was rough.
That was really poor timing. And I'm not sure how, or not sure. I don't know at all how divorce proceedings work.
Yeah.
But did she really have any say over when those papers would have been served? Because he seemed really pissed at her that they were delivered, like, you know, at the station. I'm like, I don't think that's her fault. I think they deliver it whenever they get around to it.
Yeah, because she even said, like, was it, what's his name that's dating Dick? He asked her something about it, and
Ruiz,
yes. And she said she didn't know if he'd gotten them yet, so she doesn't have any control over that.
No,
I did feel bad, though. That was kind of crappy timing,
but it wasn't her fault.
No, definitely not her fault. Yeah. And then we got to see Dean in action with his new program, Crisis One, is that what it's called? I think so.
Mm-hmm. I like that program.
That was pretty cool. I mean, I liked it. What was Emmett? I missed that part. Like, what exactly his role there was?
Who? Miller's role?
No, Emmett.
Oh, Emmett?
Yeah.
What, is it, like, his baby, that project? Is that, like, maybe his thing? Or is it Miller's thing?
Well, I was thinking it was Miller's thing, but then he was there with like the checklist of like how things were all supposed to happen and all of that. Yeah.
I don't know, because I was really confused at first because I was like, what the heck is Emmett doing there? Because I knew that he left, you know, firefighting. And then I said, oh, well, I guess he's doing their, like, the new crisis one. It's like, oh, I guess he's doing that new program. So then I was like, wait a minute, who's in charge of this? Is this like Emmett's thing or is it Miller's thing? Because Miller is the one who seems to have been promoting it all along. So. Yeah.
Maybe Emmett's just more like the administrative guy here, like trying to help him work out all the kinks or whatever. I don't know.
I loved hearing him spout off everything he learned at training.
Yes.
Like he was flipping through a checklist. It's what he keeps saying was validate.
Yeah.
Validate their concerns. I was like, well, that can only take you guys so far.
I know. Nick was really good at it though, I think. Like, I mean, I really enjoyed like her talking to him. So that's a cool program. I mean, I loved how Ben was trying his best to figure out a way that they could bring his program back and work it in with it. I thought that was, which I thought was a good idea. Like, can we make that happen? I like that.
Yeah. Someday.
I don't feel like I see enough Ben on.
I know. I agree. 19. I agree.
I miss him.
Which is funny because he's the whole purpose of the crossover. Mm-hmm. Or he was.
Yeah.
And we haven't been seeing Bailey on Station 19 either. We used to see her on Station 19 like all the time.
Yeah.
But I wonder if that's because of, you know, COVID stuff. They're trying not to have as many people.
Oh, that's probably true.
On set.
Well, and that so is gonna hinder my whole Joe and Jack situation then. We can't.
Well, Krista, we know that you listen, so. Just that can be an exception.
Yeah.
Jack well, and I Joe mean, can be together, but everyone else needs to stay in their little bubble.
Yes.
Maybe, I mean, also last season it was like actually COVID, so they wouldn't be all like hanging out with each other. Maybe this season we'll see it more.
Yeah.
Since that's in Gray's world, true. COVID is passed.
Over. Yeah. That's true.
Because like Bailey said, you know, her and Hayes were going to have a dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So that that's means true. They're kind of getting out more.
Okay.
Maybe it'll come.
Well, cool. Then we're good then, right?
Yeah.
I just love Jack. I just really want to see. I don't know.
I like him too.
Yeah.
I loved him with Marcus. So I'm kind of bummed that Inara and Marcus.
You know.
But I'm not bummed that things didn't work out between the two of them because they did not have good chemistry. But I loved him. I did love him with. Her son. I thought that was a really cute relationship.
Which means he might be a good stepdad to Luna.
Just saying.
Just saying. I think it would work out.
All I
know is Jack can swim naked in my pool anytime. I love it.
Yep.
I 100% agree with you.
Yeah, love him.
Well, aside from the Crisis One program, I don't think anything else really happened on Station 19.
The only other thing
Andy at the very end with
I missed that. I fast forwarded through that tube because I was afraid where that was going and Elena was watching with me. So tell me what that conversation was. I was getting weird vibes from it.
Going to be honest, I had no idea what was happening and I was barely paying attention. But the I don't know, it's like the two of them were talking and we kept getting this weird camera angle where we could like see her reflected in the sunglasses. I don't know. It was a weird scene. I didn't really get what was happening. And then like maybe a couple minutes later, I keep wanting to call him Miller, Robert. Mm-hmm. A couple minutes later, Robert walks out looking for her and she's already gone. And then he walked away. Like, and then that was the end of the episode. So I was like, that was a really weird ending.
I kept getting the vibe like, those two were gonna hook up and I was thinking Andy, like that's disgusting, please don't do that.
Well,
it's the new captain Amanda, like I mean you don't you remember him, like ew, like I'm not gonna be into that.
Well, I mean we saw them like they were talking like outside the bar for a while And then Robert came out and they weren't there anymore. So who knows? Maybe they did go and have relations, you know, somewhere.
That's what I was afraid they were going to do. And I was like, I don't like this. And, you know, my kid's sitting here, so I got to fast forward. But I was like, ooh, I don't want that to happen, like, at all. Like, why?
He's that jerk who called Maya pretty, right? Or is that the other? Okay.
No, he's the same guy. And I mean, like, I'm not saying, like, that the guy himself is, like, gross. I mean, like, I think he's probably a fine, attractive man. I mean, but his character is gross, and I don't want to see that happen.
He's just a very disgusting character.
Yeah.
In general. So.
It was weird. I didn't like it.
I don't know. Andy needs to be with Ruiz.
Agree with that. I actually agree with that. They have a really good chemistry. And then that would free up Vic for Dean to finally tell her how he feels, because I'm into that. I want that to happen so bad.
I think the two of them are going to end up together, if not the mid-season finale,
yeah,
the season finale.
I think he'll tell her, and then of course she'll have to be weird about it for a little bit before she realizes that she feels the same way, is what I think.
So no move on the Dean and Vic?
No move at all.
Nope. They worked together in Crisis One, but I mean, that was it.
Yeah, that was it. Now, one other thing did happen is we had Karina and Maya talking about having a baby, because Karina wants a baby.
Ooh.
And so Maya was asking, she was asking Ben, like, how he decided he was ready. And it was funny because he was like, I didn't. He's like, I fell in love with a woman who had a kid. And then she said, what about... what's his foster son's name? I keep forgetting.
See, she even mentioned his name, and I was like, wait a minute, who is that for a split second?
She mentioned him, and then of course, you know, he was like, well, I fell in love with a woman who has a kind heart. And basically he's saying, like, I didn't want him either, but I'm happy that I have him. Like,
well,
you know,
it's just my wonderful wife who has a big heart brought him home without telling me. So it's like, Ben, I'm not sure if you realize why she's asking, but you're really not being very helpful at all.
No.
Is it Joey?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
But that ended, of course, not well, because I think Maya says she doesn't want any. And of course, Karina's not real happy about that. So I don't know how that'll work.
Well, it seems like there's a lot going on this season so far as, you know, women, like female firefighters and their rights and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to keep seeing a lot more of that this season, because that definitely came up this episode when she was talking to Karina about why she doesn't want to have kids and like what that means as a female firefighter.
Yeah. I think she'll come around. I think it'll work out, but you know.
Well, would Karina carry the baby?
I don't think they talked about that, but
Karina mentioned that. She said, well, you're forgetting that, you know, there are two of us who, you know, can carry a baby. But then I think Maya kind of went back to, you know, she doesn't want to be a parent. She doesn't want to be a parent.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
You know, and be a fire, like she's afraid that she won't be able to do both because of how everyone at the station will look at her.
This wasn't a discussion before marriage?
Well, I think it was, but because I remember it was funny because Karina didn't want to get married, but she wanted to have a baby. And Maya wanted to get married, but didn't want to have a baby. No, the other way around. So it was weird. I don't know.
This is what I don't understand, like with TV couples, when they're talking about like, I don't want a baby. Well, I do. I don't think this is going to work. It's like, isn't that something you should talk about like before getting married? Like, you know, finances, skeletons in the closet. Do you want babies? Like,
it should come up sometime.
Yeah. No, I mean, you could. I mean, I think she'll change her mind. Because my husband did. I mean, he wasn't really big into the idea of kids.
Ben and I, neither of us were.
After 5 years, I wore him down, you know, and now he's happy, you know, but took me another 5 years to get him to agree to the second one, you know.
But you got her.
I did. I guess just 3 years. 5 years till she got here, but.
All right, then he said I'm done. Grace, I think, is that all for 19?
I think that's it. That's all that really happened.
Right, yeah, I can't think of anything
else. Anyways, doesn't really matter. So Grace, who called it last week about Amelia jumping in?
That was me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know somebody said it. I can't remember who it was.
It was just logical because, I mean, you were going to have some sort of neurosurgeon with it, and, you know, a neurological disease.
Yeah. But I'm...
Yes.
I was surprised, like, how willing Amelia was.
Yeah, I was just about to say that because it was just funny how she was so into, like, as soon as she got there, she was so into everything. Like, it was like she was in Disneyland for, you know, neurosurgeons or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh no, this is bad. She's going to tell Meredith to, you know, leave Seattle.
Well, she did.
I think it was I don't think it surprised me too much because she doesn't seem like the type that's like tied to something. I mean, she just saw a really good opportunity of something to further her career. And she was like, let's do it, you know?
Yeah, but she's not thinking about Link or...
She's not though. I mean, like, Seattle? I think that's the problem. Well, I think he'll just come along and, you know, I mean, I don't know.
Like, she just, I don't know. That part did bug me. So I'm like, but I think anything related to Amelia and Link right now is just bothering me.
Yeah.
Because I don't even necessarily want them married. I don't really care if they get married, but I'm tired of the back and the forth and the fighting between them because they were so good together.
I think I'm over them because I just think, I don't know how you come back from this. I think I'm over it now.
No, it's hard to want them together at this point.
I think he deserves, and I don't mean this as like a dig at her, but I think he deserves better. He deserves better in the sense that he deserves somebody who wants what he wants.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I guess we'll see. And I did get some, another thing one of us called was Megan and Hayes.
Hayes, yeah. I don't remember.
It's all a little bit of a...
I don't remember if I said that, but when I saw it on screen this week, I was like, ooh. Because at first I was afraid they were going to bring her in for somebody for Link. Is what I was afraid of last week, but I would much rather it be...
I like her and Hayes.
Yeah.
And she has like a boy like around his kids, same age. But I don't think it'll happen for a little bit just because, I mean, obviously whatever happened between Hayes and Meredith, something was going on there.
I mean, maybe I'm weird. I really want some like hot, like on-call room hookup. And I want it to be them. I mean, might as well. Let's just do it. Like, we don't have that anymore at all.
And I hate it. That's why I said elevator scenes. I miss elevator scenes. I so miss on-call rooms and dancing drunk. Like, we don't get any of that stuff anymore.
I said what it's I said, Lauren. I want it.
Yeah, I've been watching season 3 in my rewatch. So now, good. Yeah, and I'm like,
it's part of it.
That's what Grey's Anatomy used to be like. Like, why can't we have any of this anymore?
Like, come on, this is going to be the last season. Just give it to us. Come on.
I mean, we love it. That's part of the fun. I don't know.
I mean, we've said it over and over again. Kristen knows what our wish list items are. So she just has to make it happen.
Thank you for catching that.
Funny. So, yeah.
I have something else. Not to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
Megan's hair, is that real? Because why does she look like she's always wearing a wig?
I don't know, but I've thought the same thing.
Like, it's fine if she's wearing a wig, but it just... Maybe I should just go look it up because...
Maybe it's not. I don't know. Are they trying to make her have, like, red hair because of Owen, or...?
No, I thought she had real...
I don't know, but I always think it looks weird, too.
Either like the part of it just looks like a bad wig. I think it is a wig. Because in every picture I see of her, her hair is like really dark.
So it's probably, see, I think they're probably just trying to make a redhead, because,
which is stupid to me. Just because one sibling's a redhead doesn't mean they all have to be redheads.
Right. Or just pretend she dyed her hair then. I mean, it's dark now. Okay, we're good.
I wouldn't have thought two things about it if her hair
was. No, I mean, I got a blonde and a brunette, you know? So,
yeah. I said, why?
Speaking of Owen, though.
Yeah.
Did you all love, like, with Leo? I loved they were letting him wear his Elsa dress and, like, thinking nothing of it. I don't know. I thought that was really cool.
Teddy was getting so defensive.
Yeah. Oh, she was. She was like, I'm sorry. Do you have a problem? He said, no, I've been looking for an Elsa dress.
Leo also has like this long curly hair. So to me, like, one, it's okay for boys to wear dresses. I don't give a crap.
No.
If my boys wanted to wear a dress, I would let them. But
especially when they're little. I mean, like,
yeah,
it's okay anytime. But I mean, especially when they're little like that, because it means nothing. Like, you're just a little kid who likes a princess. That's okay. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't care. But I think Leo kind of looked like a little girl.
Just honestly, with the big curly hair, with like the curly lock and the dress, I will admit that at first I was like, wow, they really aged Allison. And then I saw her, they went back to the stroller. I was like, oh, wait, that's Leo. Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
I did too. At first I was like, oh. I was like, wow, Allison's getting already big.
Yeah.
No, that's just Leo. I feel like their kids are not aging as fast as,
you know what?
They should be.
Guys, I think that Leo is played by twin girls. I was just looking this up. The ones that he's played by, Avalon and Colette Gray.
I knew a couple of the sets of twins actually were played by girls that were,
at least maybe that was before. Hold on, maybe that was the old one. Now he's played by Kellen. Okay, no, now it's a boy. I was really confused for a minute, but previously he was, so never mind, scratch that.
Maybe when he was a baby he was, because yeah. I mean,
it doesn't really matter. You can't tell the difference. Yeah,
baby's a baby.
exactly.
You can put a bow on it and it's a girl.
Just make sure it's not a robo baby.
Ugh.
I will say that we did notice that Allison has grown up, but later on when we see Scout and Link is rocking him, I'm like, I don't think he's aged 10 months.
It's been 10 months, right?
Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah, so.
He looked bigger in the doctor's office. Mm-hmm. And then, like, and when he was like holding him like this, he looked like this tiny. Yeah. And he's like all carefully putting him down. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, and I wondered if maybe they didn't have, like, they didn't want to go, like, to bother with, you know, getting a baby to play Scout.
Yeah.
So maybe they're trying to hide the fact that there's actually nothing in that little bundle of blankets.
Probably.
But because, I mean, it really didn't go over well, because I thought that too. I was like, shouldn't he be like a lot bigger? Like, he should be able to prop that kid up on his hip.
He should be over a year old, right? I mean, like, how much over? Because he was born pre-COVID. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe like a year or a little over a year, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, he should be way bigger than that tiny blue blanket was covering.
And Luna should probably be bigger too.
I didn't think she looked 10 months old either.
But also she was a preemie. That's true. I don't think Luna's not the same age as Scout, is she?
No, but if we've aged 10 months, she should be at least 10 months old.
But that is a good point that she was a preemie. It would make sense that she was still a little smaller.
That's true. Yeah, that part makes sense.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I don't know. I think the kids
are aging these kids, Grace.
All we're asking is for things to look realistic on a TV show. That's not too much to ask.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm asking very too much. My hair tonight, guys.
Not too much. Even dealing with a pandemic and small children on set. I mean, come on. Not that much to ask for.
No, thank you. So what do you guys think about Meredith's kind of haggle with a new doctor?
I loved it.
Dr. Sandy.
I think that's the best way. I mean,
I like that we already got an answer. You know, they're not gonna, this isn't gonna be like played out where there's gonna be like fighting back and forth between.
I thought that's what it was. Like, I thought we would spend the whole season with Meredith debating on if she's going to do this or not.
I did too. So I'm glad that we worked it out now and we can move on.
Yeah. I'm glad that's not going to be a season long battle. I want it, but I think that's awesome.
I do too.
I liked it.
I would have hated to end, you know, if this was the last season, I would have hated for Meredith to have spent the whole season not at Gray Sloan.
Yeah, I want to see her and Amelia like just absolutely rock out this research and like do something great.
And she can't do that to poor Bailey. I mean, Bailey's already dodging. Remember when she was dodging that attending who wanted to retire? Was it Dr. Wong? I was like, first of all, who's Dr. Wong?
Right.
Oh, okay. By the way, is he the same doctor from Night Shift? Was he the doctor from Night Shift?
Oh, I didn't finish that show, but maybe. He might be, actually.
Because I know as soon as he's voting, I was like, oh man, he was an old doctor. And I was like, wait, no, I don't think he was a Grace doctor. He was a doctor on something.
I bet he was. Because he looked familiar to me, but I didn't finish that show, so it wasn't like real familiar. I'm just like, I don't know. It's a good question.
I think he was, though, which I was very excited about. I need to finish that show, actually. All right, talking about Meredith, though. And the research and everything. I mean, good news, but what do we think about her and Nick more this episode?
I mean, I like it.
Me too.
She seems, I mean, it's so cute and flirty. It's like something we haven't gotten to see from Meredith in a while, and I like it.
I did love when she was just in her tank top and underwear and that robe walking across the hotel room. I was like, oh, wow, that's like early Grey's Meredith, where she just walk around freely all the time.
I'm glad it's all coming back.
I didn't something to be excited about, but
I like him, and I think, I don't know, do we know, so does he live, like, I know he travels a lot, but does he live where she is right now? Is that why?
I think so, just by their conversation out by that lake. And I
which that was so cute.
It's so funny, she walked down the hallway looking like a goddess. He's like,
you're gonna have to change. That was cute.
I'm like, oh no.
That was fun though, like such a laid-back fun date. I liked it.
And that seemed that's her. I know she's in real life, this is how she dresses a lot.
Yeah.
But I think she also has that real laid back, homey feel.
Yeah.
You know,
and clearly, like, we see that he does too. So maybe he can, I mean, I know no one's ever going to replace Derek with her, but maybe he can come close, you know, like.
Yeah. She needs somebody. She needs something new. I mean, I know she's had guys. And I felt like she needed to be alone for a while, which she has been.
Yeah.
And I think she needed that. Yeah. But I don't know. I like Nick.
I like him too. I'm excited. I'm
interested to see how it plays out. Eve, what do you think about Nick?
Well, I still don't remember Nick from previously. So to me, he's still a brand new guy. So I don't really have any opinions either way, but I'm glad she's with somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When Eve gets to those episodes in her rewatch, she's going to be like, oh, that's Nick.
You're going to spot Nick in season 14.
Yeah, in a couple of years, once I finally get to the season he's in. Like, oh, I remember him. And you guys are going to be like, what are you talking about? We're so
happy. Eve, I did the whole show in a little over a year. I have faith that you can do this as well.
You can do it. It's easy.
we're not adding any
watch
more
groups. Anything else.
So you don't have to watch anything else.
That's what you said like three groups ago.
I mean it this time. I feel like 15 is a good solid number.
You said that too. When we were at 12, you said that's a good solid number. We're done.
Well, you know.
So it was 13, 14. Okay.
As will 16, 17, 18, you know.
We're really kind of almost, sadly. We're going to stretch this out.
We could talk about the Surgical Olympics, which I thought was so fun.
I was in love with that. It was like, that was another piece of old Grays that was back because we've kind of gotten away from seeing the residents and the interns actually like in the learning process, because usually it's just, you know, we're in, you know, the OR and all of a sudden they introduce us to a new resident. We're like, oh, okay, we have new residents now. So it was kind of fun to see them actually doing, you know, more resident like stuff.
Back to the skills lab, which I love.
And Perez was there. So, I mean, it made me happy.
Does anybody else forget that Levi and Helm are way down there with them?
I really thought they should be further up by now, but I guess not.
I don't know. I'm like, man, I feel like they've been on the show for a long time. How many years are they residents? I thought just one.
No, that's interns.
Intern one, resident.
I think it's five because, I think Richard said during your 7 years in your training. So I think they're an intern for two and then resident for five.
I was thinking intern was just one.
I thought
it's interns one, 5 years of residency. And then if you decide to do a fellowship, you have to do a year fellowship. But some, but like general surgery, you just move straight into like being an attending. But like other ones, like ortho and stuff like that, you have to do a year fellowship. I think I talk about this like I know what I'm talking about.
You watch Grey's Anatomy.
You've seen Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, you've seen Grey's Anatomy and The Resident, so obviously you're an expert.
And I've seen ER, so there's that. So yeah,
I've seen House.
Yeah,
I've seen The Good Doctor. 911.
We're basically medical professionals ourselves.
Say if you were like bleeding out on the floor, I might actually be able to save your life.
Come up with some correct terminology to use. I'm not sure I could actually perform the life-saving procedure.
I could throw around some medical terms that might may or may not have anything to do with what's happening.
Their way, right? I mean, we can make this happen.
Oh no. We are not medical professionals, everybody. Please. No.
I'm just an accountant. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Every time you say I'm an accountant, I
giggle. That song, like. That's true.
TikTok accountant or a regular accountant?
I'm a real accountant. Funny, right?
Oh, no. No, I love Olympics. It. Yeah, the Olympics. I absolutely love seeing it come back.
Schmidt was just absolutely killing it. I loved it.
He was. And the only thing I was a little bit upset about is that stupid new plastics doctor wasn't there to see him kick butt.
Right? He did so good. I do love Helm too, though. So I found myself like really torn on who I was rooting for. I was like, can they tie? Like, I wanted them both to get something.
No, I was rooting for Levi the whole time.
Oh, but, I mean, Helm got to be in the surgery with him.
Yeah.
This thing, but she was there.
That surgery was awesome when Bailey just went ahead and turned on the intercom and she said, that's enough. I'm turning on the intercom. You people help them.
Yeah. And I think they had done that in Grays earlier. You remember with like the magic team. I remember one of them doing a surgery. Maybe it was George.
Maybe.
She was doing the surgery.
I remember what you're talking about. I don't remember the details though.
No, neither.
I thought it was George who was doing the surgery and everybody was like going through the speaker and like talking him through what to do and encouraging him. And it was such a nice scene.
Yeah.
And I loved they kind of went back to to really Levi, because Levi sometimes reminds me of George.
I like him way better than George, but yes, maybe a little bit.
I like Levi better. I don't know.
I'm not a George fan though, so.
I always been back and forth on George.
I mean, he was okay, but he got him on her. Sorry to all the George fans. I'm gonna
get let's just say I was sad when he died.
I was sad when he died. Yeah.
I was sad.
Yeah. He was kind of him and my Alex, they butted heads, so I had to be team Alex, you know? That is what it is.
Alex is always just a jerk, you know? No,
that's okay. That's okay.
And poor George was, I cannot say George. Oh my goodness. George.
Like Maureen with the, with what was it, Tanya? You can't say George.
I can't say George. George. Okay, I got it.
Now I'm thinking about Brendan Fraser over here.
I know. His face is right here in my head. All right.
But what I thought was funny about, I mean, like the surgical Olympics, like what I liked it, it wasn't like normal stuff. Like I loved like the video game that obviously I guess Hayes brought in. Maybe it's from his kids because it looked like he was monitoring that one. I'm like thinking yeah. It's probably a game of his kids where they're having to like play that. Like it was like not, you know, just like doing surgeries and like it was like they made it really fun, I think. So
yeah. And like when Bailey walked in and they were, you know, playing the game and you mm-hmm. can like see them all, you know, cheering yeah. each other on and like in a circle and it looks so much fun.
Yeah.
And I love, you can just see how much Bailey loved seeing that they were all, you know, excited to learn and, you know, hyping each other up and working as a team. And,
yeah,
you know, that had, I mean, it was nice, at least for the audience to see. And I'm in a Chief's shoes. I could only imagine how awesome that is to see after.
Yeah. The COVID. Year that you've had before that. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad we kind of gotten back.
I liked it a lot.
Yes, I am very glad that Levi kicked butt and won mm-hmm. and proved that new stupid doctor wrong.
Yep.
And I think I honestly am kind of, I was thinking about this like in the middle of the episode the other day. I'm kind of shocked that Grace Sloan is having such a shortage of doctors. And I know it's a common problem mm-hmm. in a lot of hospitals right now. And they're, I know they're just trying to show that.
Yeah.
But I feel like in the Grey's Anatomy world, mm-hmm. Grace Sloan is like one of those top hospitals that everybody wants to work at.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I would figure that they wouldn't be hurting this bad, but I do feel like they're hurting because we've lost so many doctors.
So many.
And also right now, like they're having Maggie away for a while. So I guess the actress is on maternity leave.
Probably. Yeah.
So, but it seems like, I mean, obviously the character isn't, but it seems like Maggie's going to be visiting. Where did they say she was visiting her dad?
Her daddy had some kind of surgery or something.
Yeah.
So it seems like Maggie's going to be, you MIA know,
for a while.
Well, yeah.
So that stinks, but you know, mm-hmm. real life, it's okay. I'm happy for her.
So what about Winston then? I really loved him this episode.
Oh yes. I'm really loving him now that he's getting his own storylines and we can mm-hmm. kind of see who he is without him being attached to Maggie, because I feel like that's all we got of him previously was he's just mm-hmm. attached to Maggie at the hip all the time, and now we get to yeah. see him by himself. So
we get to see the and actual
storyline. Like, I really had no idea. I mean, I had heard that there. I mean, I had no idea that something like that, like an actual formula used for these things,
was insane.
Yeah, and like that's. I'm really glad they brought attention to that because that's something that should be fixed. I mean, ridiculous.
I totally bought it because it didn't. It wasn't really surprising to me because. I kind of like it's kind of been said that, you know, various systems, including like the medical
yeah.
field, works against, you know, the Black community.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice that they're bringing light to that and really making people Definitely. Understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
because I had heard that too, but I guess it never occurred to me that like the formula you would use to like get someone on transplant list would work, that you would use a different formula basically for someone of color than someone else. That my mind was blown.
Yeah, it is kind of strange that in this day and age they're still going with the same old formula. Mm-hmm. And it's like
that needs to change.
It's like you need two different formulas. Like if this is how, like, if white people and black people are going to be that different, then they need different formulas.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Because that's something that, you know, I had no idea about. I never even thought about that before. And yeah. I'm sure millions of people have never thought about that before. And so, I mean, bravo, Grace, for bringing attention.
Mm-hmm. And I like that they kind of mentioned Jackson too. Like they were talking about, you know, bring it up to like Jackson and the foundation.
Yeah.
So and you know, he's Jackson.
Still, he'll them. Yeah, he can he'll still be a part of Grays.
I would love to see him just make an appearance here and there, you know.
Yeah. I don't think I wouldn't think it was out of the question, but maybe.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that the sorry, Eve, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say the actor left on decent terms. So mm-hmm. I mean, if they really wanted him back for, you know, an episode here or there, then I'm sure it wouldn't be too difficult to get him back unless he's busy with some other project. I don't know.
Yeah,
I think he is doing something, but I don't know what it is.
I think, didn't Shelby send us a picture of, somebody sent us a picture of Jackson with like a full beard or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's doing something right now. I typed in Jesse and all I could think was Plemons.
I'm Jesse.
I was like, oh my gosh, who am I looking up right now? I totally blanked. Ooh, Caddy was in Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah.
He's doing a lot. He's doing 1, 2, 3. He's filming 2 right now. And he has 3 in pre-production.
Oh, wow.
So he is busy.
He's a busy man.
Good job.
So it's one of those pre-productions, my spinoff in Boston with April, because I need it to be.
Sadly, no.
Bummer.
Sadly, no. But did you guys notice that the nurse, one of the residents, you remember there was the mom and daughter team?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys notice the mom went with Jackson?
I think they may have mentioned that at the end of last season. I vaguely remember that.
They mentioned it this season.
Okay.
She said it when they were in the residence lounge.
Well, that's cool.
Okay. Because remember, she confronted him about during one of the COVID episodes.
Yeah.
Like she was the one who kind of started this whole ball rolling with, you know, Jackson really starting to stand up. So.
Yeah,
I thought that was awesome that she was out there working with him.
Yeah, was it Mama funny. Ortiz, Little Ortiz? Is that what?
I think so.
I think that was right. I can never remember their names, but I like both of them. Yeah, I liked them a lot more than I liked the mom. I remember.
Were they actually mother daughter? Because I really bought them as a mother daughter pair.
Oh, I don't know.
If they're not, then that's really good casting.
I don't think they were.
Yeah.
But where was my mind going? I was going to say something. Wow. What else?
That's really all that happened. So I don't know.
I know. I'm just trying to make sure we didn't forget anything. It might be done.
Feel like Station 19 and Grays are both like working on really, really slow, like glacially slow buildups. I'm like something amazing better happen. Like,
well, next week Addison's back. I think next week will be good.
Yeah. Did you guys see the promo?
I didn't.
I haven't yet. No.
Do we know why she's back yet?
Gosh, it looks like she's back to help train the residents. And so it shows her first line as she walks in on her return. She says, so you must be the interns who are screwing up the program.
Oh, I love that.
And that's her opening line. I was like, yes.
I love that.
I knew, because that line, that first line of hers from the season one finale was just so classic. Mm-hmm. It's like one of the classic Grey's lines. I was like, they have got to work that in again somehow. But it looks like that's how she comes on the show.
I think this is going to be her first appearance back since Derek died, right?
Yeah, she... I think they even
had... When Derek saved her. Well,
So... And that was the only... I think that was the only time she'd been on... I think that was the first and only time she'd been on Grey's since Private Practice started. Okay. So, yeah, I don't think she's been back since.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Cool.
That'll be fun. I can't wait for next week's.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited. I might actually watch that one on the night, like I usually do.
Yeah.
Except last week, I was too into Good Girls. And I literally could not turn it off to turn on Grey's, which I don't think has ever happened before.
The next Thursday, won't you be busy though?
Oh. Oh, no.
Can't watch it.
Be on an airplane. Dang it.
Sorry. So sorry.
It's all right.
It'll be worth it.
Please
don't. I swear we're gonna have to remind both of you all like what's going on here.
Amanda, you need to leave.
Your flight is leaving in an hour, Amanda. I hope you're at the airport.
Oh great. This is gonna be fun.
We're turning you two loose together in Chicago.
Oh no.
That sounds really dangerous. I'm really feeling for Chicago right now.
It will. It'll be fun.
It'll be fun for Maureen and Amanda, I'm sure. But
all right, guys. Well, I think that is it. If there's anything we missed that we should have talked about, make sure to let us know. Make sure that you are subscribing and looking out for future episodes. We've got some fun interviews coming up. And then next week, we'll be back again to recap The Resident. And then again, on the following Wednesday, we'll be back for Station 19 and Grey's Anatomy again. If you want to email us or get in contact with us for anything, our email is familyfanclub2021@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook. It's Grey's Anatomy. Grey Family Fan Club. We're on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, under FB Family Fan Clubs or Family Fan Clubs, one of those two. So reach out to us, find us, and we'll see you next time. Bye, guys.
Bye.